Hello, everybody. This is Giovanni back with another podcast for you all today. This is March 21st, 2012. Today, we're going to talk about a popular application that's been roaming around here called QRead. And this is developed by a gentleman by the name of Christopher Toft. He is also the developer of Hope, the program that gives accessibility to Pandora. Now here we're going to talk about QRead. What is QRead? QRead is a book reader that allows you to open up different types of books in different formats, such as DOCX, which is Microsoft Word 2007, 2010 files. You can open up those. You can open up CHM files, which are typically those Windows help files that you see in Windows applications. And you can even open up HTML files, and you can open up PDF files, and also you can open up compressed and uncompressed Bookshare DAISY files. There's a couple of other things you can open up, like PDFs and a couple of other ones that I can't remember off the top of my head right now, but it's pretty cool. You can open up all these file types with just this one application called QRead. Now I'll talk about where to get this application and maybe take you to the website, kind of take you through and show you where it is. This is not a free application, but it's for what all the file types you can open, especially you can open up a lot of text files, a lot of textbooks that people distribute that are very common now, that are basically electronic. This is basically an electronic book reader that opens up different file formats for you. It's $30. There was a special on for it when it was first released for $20, but that special is now gone. But from what I've been hearing, there's going to be a special very soon if you listen to this podcast soon. I believe in Easter. There's going to be an Easter sale. But if you listen to this podcast after that, I don't want to be quoted by saying, oh, there's going to be a special. Don't quote me on this. This also depends when you're listening to this recording. But anyway, one of the cool things that I like about this is that you don't even have to unzip your Bookshare book. QRead will actually open it for you without you having to even unzip it. Let's go ahead and show you how this is done. I'm going to go to my desktop. I already have this installed.
Desktop folder view with new opacity 13. QRead.
I just press Q. I have it on my desktop. Press enter.
QRead tab.
Now, when you open up this program, right now it just says tab because I don't have any books open. You can have more than one book open at a time. And you can just use Control Tab to move between your different books you have open. So if you're reading like a book for, let's say, a class, for instance, you could have it open. And then in another tab, you can have a book, let's say, for just kind of leisure time, like just casual reading. You can have more than one book open at the same time. So I'm going to go ahead and open up a compressed Bookshare DAISY file book. And I'm going to show you how this works. I'm going to press Control-O, which is the command to open up a book.
Select a file dialog, file name, edit combo, 0 items.
Now I'm going to go ahead and browse to the place where I've got this book. Now, this is just a standard open file dialog.
One through vanishing. Enter. One through vanishing. Preview, shell folder view, items view list box, one through reading underwater daisy text only, zip.
And I'm going to press enter.
Enter password dialog. Please enter the password for Patty Bookshare books reading underwater daisy text only. Zip password edit.
Now, QRead is asking me for the password because these Bookshare books are protected. You have to put a password. So I'm going to go ahead and put the password here.
Parsing book loaded.
And you heard a couple things. Jaws said parsing book and book loaded. Now, that I've opened up the book, you see I didn't even have to unzip it or do anything with it. All I had to do was put the password and it opened up the book for me and now I'm ready to read. Let's go ahead and see what we've got here. this is this tab around.
Quick position left right slider 0%.
You have a slider. You can actually move this slider with your either arrow keys or to move it in bigger increments. You can use your page up and page down keys. This basically moves you through different percentages inside the book.
Read only edit.
And your read only edit box.
Book position, read only edit.
Now, in future versions of QRead, you might see different things. I believe from what I saw, or from what I've been reading, is that there's going to be navigation like for different types of things like chapters and things like that you'll be able to use in the future. But for now, you have the read only edit box, which.
Land, reading, land, Alex Lynn, land, notice.
This is all the notice. And
land is accessible media that's been made available to people with bona fide disabilities.
Yeah, you know, the top of Bookshare books have all these disability and all these notice and copyright stuff. But you can just use your normal reading commands or whatever screen reader you're using, such as JAWS, which is what I'm using here, or Window Eyes, NVDA, or even or System Access, or whatever screen reader you're using. You can just do your regular reading commands to start reading. I can do a say all and read.
Notice to other land, copyright notice. Land title, reading underwater.
And then you can just do your regular reading commands, and you can read this book at your pace or whatever. One of the nice things about this is every second or so, your place gets bookmarked. Wherever the cursor is sitting, your place actually gets bookmarked. So even if your computer crashes, you're more than likely gonna be able to keep your place because you're basically QRead is actually bookmarking my place about every second or so. So more than likely you're gonna, you know, land on your place. Actually, it's pretty much guaranteed. But let's talk about what else we can do once we're here reading this book. We can obviously move the slider.
Position left 0%, 0%, 0%, 5%, 15%. Read only edit.
And now I've just moved to 15% of the book.
Other side, his entire body registering begrudging approval on the passenger side. He stopped. He leaped over. Eyes riveted to the door panel.
Now, there is a menu bar, which I'm going to take a look at. Let's go take a look at what we have here.
Menu bar, book.
There's a book menu.
Menu, book menu, open, control O, quick control Q, open, control O.
Which is just a,
quick control Q, open, control O, quick control Q.
Just a quit, which is control Q, and open, which is what we just did to open a book. Let's go back.
Menu bar, book, navigation.
Here's a navigation.
Menu, navigation, menu, find, control F.
There's a find, which you can open up this find dialog, and you can actually, like, if you know what, if you're searching for something in a book, this is good for, if you need to quote something and you know what you're looking for, you can do a search for it.
Find next step free unavailable. Bookmark, control B. Name, bookmark, control shift B. Bookmark, control B. Name, jump to bookmark, control J. Go to line, control G.
You can bookmark. You can bookmark places in your book.
Jump to name, bookmark, control B. Menu bar, navigation, leaving menus, read only edit. What is this? Is green eyes there? Bookmark set. Bookmarks dialog, bookmarks, list box, temporary bookmark, 1 of 1. Okay, button, cancel button, bookmarks, list box, temporary bookmark, 1 of 1.
Okay, well, what I just did here is, as I press Control B to bookmark my place. And I'm just reading back. Now, what basically I'm going to do, I'm going to press Control J to move to the bookmark.
Bookmarks dialog, bookmarks, list box, temporary bookmark, 1 of 1.
And there's only one bookmark here, so I'll jump
to it. Bookmark, read only edit over, eyes riveted to the door panel. What is this? Is green eyes barely flickering with what? I stooped, saw nothing.
So I could just jump right to the bookmark I made. Now I can also actually add a bookmark. I can actually actually add a bookmark with a name. If I press Control Shift B,
bookmark name dialog. Please enter the name of the bookmark. Edit.
And I get a dialog and says, "Please enter the name of the bookmark." So you can do bookmarks. You can actually just set a custom bookmark, or you can even create bookmarks with names. Let's say if you wanted to actually give it a name. And then you can, I just hit escape because I don't need to set a bookmark, but you get the example. You can actually do Control Shift B and give it a bookmark, give the bookmark a name, and you can go ahead and do that if you wish. There's also a go to line command, which is actually, I think, believe it's Control G.
Go to line dialog, line edit 585.
Yep, and then that opens up the go to line dialog, and you can type in, I can see if I want to type in, let's say line, oh, what the heck, 300.
Line number 2, I read only edit.
Oh, okay, I didn't do that, right?
Go to line dialog, 8, 5, blank, 5, blank, 5, blank.
The idea is to make, to go to your, make sure you move your, make sure you blank out whatever's in the edit box before you type it. So let's
read only edit.
And I just jumped to line 300. So there's different navigation things, like bookmarks. You can do, like I said, the bookmark, Control B would just bookmark your place, basically. Then you can just jump to it if you like want to go back to that particular bookmark, or you can even do the Control Shift B, which actually allows you to make multiple bookmarks and give them names. And the Control J keystroke will allow you to jump to any particular bookmarks you have set. So that's basically it. It's a very good way to read. You can do a lot of bookmarking. And again, like I said, you know, this about every second or so, your place gets bookmarked. So you can, your place gets saved so that if in fact your computer does crash or you close QRead, you will be able to go back and actually go back and actually be in the same place you were. Now I'm gonna show you a couple things. I'm gonna open up another book here.
Select a file dialog, file name, edit combo, 0 item, the one who vanishes. The glass castle, one who vanishes. Shelf folder view, items view list box, the vanishes left behind. The vanishes left behind. XML. Parsing book, please wait, read only edit. Book load, read
now,
only edit.
Now this book was actually unzipped. I had already done this before. So now I have two books opened, and all I have to do is just do Control Tab to move between each book.
Focus, breathing underwater. Focus, the vanishing left behind. The kids, one, read only edit.
See, and your screen reader will tell you focused and the title of the book you're focused on. I'll do Control Tab so you can hear.
Focus, breathing underwater. Focus, the vanishing left behind. The kids, one.
And you see that you can focus. Now, a couple of keystrokes. If I want to close, not the program, but if I want to close one of these books, if I'm, let's say I'm done reading, let's say,
focus, breathing underwater, read only,
breathing underwater, if I want to close this book, but I don't want to close the other book, I can just do Control F4,
focus, the vanishing left behind, the kids, one, close,
and now I close the other book, and it moves focus to the other book, and if I do Control Tab, as you see, there's nothing because I've closed the other book. You can do Alt F4 to close, QRead, and things like that. So that's just a good idea. That's just to show you a quick demonstration of QRead, and hope you guys enjoy this. Now, as far as getting and buying and downloading QRead, there is actually a demo you can use, which will actually open up 40% of the text of the book. But you can, I guess, give it a go and see how it works for you and see if you like it. The demo will open up. Will show you only 40% of the text itself, so 40% of the book. And once you activate it, you will actually get the full book. Now there's two ways to get this book. It's actually accessiblebooks.com, which is probably the easiest. Accessible with a double E, accessiblebooks.com. Will take you to the website where you can download the book, and you can download QRead. I'm sorry, not the book. Purchase it and get more information on it. Hope this was helpful to you all, and hopefully you guys enjoy this podcast. And I will talk to you guys later.
Desktop,